Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, everybody, I'm Trey with Daddy Mojo, and we are going to talk lots of things tonight. We're going to talk about some of the new all-age comics tonight. And if you're listening to this or watching saying, well, you know what, I don't know anything about the all-age comics, I'm not going to bother to call in. You don't have to think that, because here's what we'll talk about. Obviously, we're going to talk about the all-age comics, but if you have any questions about it, or we just want to know what you're reading as an adult, or anything kind of cool that you've seen. Like, for example, we saw James Bond over the weekend, and we were kind of surprised at the tone of the movie. Wow. It was good, it was bad, I don't know. I wasn't really a fan of it. It was okay. It was a good Bond movie, but it wasn't a good movie. And that's the difference that that Casino Royale did a couple years ago. It kind of changed the genre from it was a good movie overall to a good Bond movie as well. Because previously, like with Moonraker and things like that, it was, oh, it's a good Bond movie, because it was a different scale of things. So, hey, we're talking about some pop culture things as well as comics. So call in if you want to. The seat is open. And we're going to rock on. Oh, yes, I do need that. Thank you. But anyway. Hey, the music you're hearing in the background, or will be hearing in the background when this gets converted to a podcast, is from The Losers. It's some great stuff from... I will find the name of that website and share it with you momentarily. It's going to hit me in a moment. I'll zip over to the website and see. There we are. Oh, one book that I forgot to mention last week that is awesome... awesome with a capital A, is A Diary of a Wimpy Kid. This series for middle schoolers is amazing, but you know that because you're probably reading it. This, however, was our first Diary of a Wimpy Kid book. This was old school, really funny, exactly the same format. We've looked at other Diary of a Wimpy Kid books, but we've never read one. Old school is awesome. If you're a fan of the series, you will definitely like it. And it came out last week, and it's really funny. Comics this week, it is a mix. We've got a couple double shots, some new things. And if you have any questions, type them in the bottom left. We will rock on. Let's see. Out this week, Adventure Time, number 46, from Boom Comics. Love, I like this comic. It's kind of weird, but it's very good. If you are down with the series on Cartoon Network, you're going to love it, because it's basically a comic book that's taken exactly from the animated series. It's only $3.99, plus it's from Boom Studios, which does a lot of things well. In this one, Joshua and Finn and Jake do some crazy stuff, and Finn gets shaped into all sorts of wacky shapes. It's good fun, though, and kids love it. They really do. Figment. If you've been to Disney World, specifically Epcot, you may know this guy. Figment, he's that purple dragon that's really harmless. That's him from Epcot. He's got his own miniseries out now. This is issue 3 of 5. It's his second incarnation in the miniseries world. It's Figment 2, the second series, number 3 of 5. And let's read this bio, because I know nothing about this comic. A new dreamer joins the journey. A young inventor named Capri gets to meet her idol, but it's not going as expected. Dun, dun, dun. And creative hilarity ensues. But it's all ages, and I think it's from Marvel, which is pretty cool because there aren't many all-age comics that Marvel can say they have going on there. Let me see if I can find that out there. Hang on for a second. Oh, yeah, music-wise, we just got Lori Berkner's CD in the other week. Awesome stuff. We reviewed that today on the website for Daddy Mojo. If you're looking for some good candy to listen to, that's a good one. We also got some more that we're going to review this week. Here we are. Hang on, please. There's one more day to put your picture into the Halloween Comic Fest costume contest. Just zip over to HalloweenComicFest.com, and you can enter until Tuesday night. It's got 24 hours. From this, if you're watching it live. And the music from The Losers is from Free Music Archive. That is what I was trying to reach for. We did not see Peanuts this past weekend. We wanted to, but we didn't. And Titan is still cranking out. Still cranking out the reissues of Charlie Brown and Peanuts from the 50s and 60s. This week, Go Fly a Kite Charlie Brown. Good Fly Card, Charlie Brown. It's a trade paperback. It's from 59 to 60. It's only $6, and it's a collection of the daily strips, 240 strips of them to be exact, from that time period. Good fun, and it's got a very clever illustration of an angry kite chasing Charlie Brown. I'll say good grief in the next page, I think. One of the twofers that is out this week is Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat, the internet meme. He's got his own comic book, or at least his own mini-series of a comic book. Grumpy Cat, number 2 of 3. He's grumpy, he's a cat, and it's kind of niche-y, and if you like all-age comics and cats, this one is for you. One of the other cat comics coming out this week, and it's rare when you have two cat comics coming out in the same week, but this is that week. This week, though, this is I hate to call it a legitimate comic book, because that kind of sullies Grumpy Cat, and that's not something we want to do. Hero Cats also comes out this week. Hero Cats number 8. This is from Action Lab, and they put out some great stuff, as you know. This is interesting because the cover to this, it looks a little darker than previous issues. And this one, Hero Cats number 8, the Crow King Saga. King, City of Dreams, Cassiopeia and her crew have fallen under a spell and can't wake up. Oh no. What's going on? What is a cat's worst nightmare? To be human, of course. Then they'd have responsibilities and couldn't just lay around looking surly all the time. That's Hero Cats number 8. It's a fun series, and it's worth checking out. Also good people behind the folks that make it. Archie has a new series coming out this week. He does. It is Jughead and Archie Comics Digest Annual, number 17, Comics Annual. It's their Christmas issue. And this, again, it's one of the smaller square size things that you'll find in the checkout counter of the supermarket. Jughead and Archie, written in the old style of their drawings, not the new reboot style. An old style. This is pretty neat. If you're a fan of Batman from the day, like back in the late 60s, early 70s, this style of animation is for you. It's a little book called The Little Book of Batman, Flexicover, the publisher. This is it's a spinoff from the larger DC series. It covers Batman from the Golden Age to the modern age with a little introduction. It's kind of a highlight, and it's just under $8. So it's very affordable. If you like old school Batman and you're looking for a good little snippet, good little nugget of presentation that you don't have, it's brand new. It's The Little Book of Batman, comes out this week. And if you like The Little Book of Batman, then you're probably going to want to check out The Little Book of Superman. I can't make this stuff up. It also comes out this week. It's the same series, and here's a bonus to this. Both books have captions throughout the text, throughout and for English, French, and German. So you can read about Batman, Superman, and practice your French and German at the same time. Or practice your English if you're listening to this overseas and you want to start reading some old school Superman. Well, that's for you. And by the way, the Superman also goes from the Golden Age to the Modern Age. Good fun there. Another Peanuts one? Wow. Peanuts Every Sunday. Trade paperback. This is a collection of 122 Sunday Peanuts newspaper strips that ran from 58 to 61. Wow. Still black and white back then. 58 to 61. It's from Titan again. And just under $6. So pretty affordable for the old school Snoopy fans out there. Scooby-Doo has two new things coming out this week. One of them is Scooby-Doo Team-Up Trade Paperback Volume 2. And this collects a series of the issues from the all-age comic from DC. It collects issues 7 through 12 from Scooby-Doo Team-Up. And this one is kind of silly. I mean, it's Scooby-Doo and folks hooking up with Superman, Batman, and other DC heroes to solve capers and be meddling kids. Also coming out is the regular issue from which that was compiled, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? It's number 63. Rot-roll, rhinosaur, an archaeological dig site is haunted by a phantom dinosaur. Mystery Inc. is called in to debunk it, but there's a dinosaur, and he's a ghost, and he scares Shaggy and Scooby. And the issue has Triassic Bark on the cover. So it's pretty cute. Another bonus from this is it is from DC. They don't have many all-age comics out there, so it's good to support them. And it's only $2.99 retail. If you buy it through some affiliate links, you can get it for $2.39. Awesome. So saving money is never a bad thing. Sonic the Hedgehog, number 278. Let me see what if I got this here. I do. Look at that. Sonic the Hedgehog, number 278. Number 278. That's amazing that Sonic has been around for that long. Sonic's planet-wide chase continues. This is a new story arc. So if you want to hop in, this is a good time. Come on in. The water is fine. It's the face of the enemy, part one. Sonic, Antoine, and Big head to Shamar to rescue Gaia, Key Guardian. Oh, no. And it's issue 278. This is one of the first issues without Tracy Yardley in it. Which is kind of interesting to note because he's been with that series. He had been with that series for years. Years, I say. But Tracy has embarked on his own comic in the very near future. Galaxy Man and Cosmic Girl. Look, there it is right there. We picked a copy of it up recently at a show we went to. And it's really cool. It is a straight all-ages book. There's nothing questionable about it at all. And it's packed with action, good morals, and some good words for the kids to learn. Good vocabulary. Good words for the kids to learn. It sounds like I'm teaching the good cuss words instead of the bad, but it's not. It's actually Galaxy Man and Cosmic Girl. And we're going to review that very soon. SpongeBob. This comic is awesome. It's SpongeBob Comics number 50. Been around for a while, from Bongo Publishing. Great stuff. And again, the price point is a really sweet spot. $2.99 retail, and this is the 50th issue. There's nothing really special about the 50th issue. It's just neat to have good, happy, round numbers. That's it. And another thing that's great about the SpongeBob comics is that it's one story. There's no continuing story. You can jump in anytime and not be lost with the story. This is funny stuff. It's SpongeBob comics number 50. And there are two Star Wars books, comics, call them what you want to this week. And with the movie coming out in just over a month, there's going to be so much more Star Wars stuff coming out that's going to be aimed at the all-age audience. A lot of it's going to be good. Some of it may not be, but we'll give it a once over here, let you know what's great. And this one's for the older kids in the all-ages sect. It's Star Wars Insider, number 161. Now, the closest thing I can think of is Fangora, but it's not at all like Fangora because this is all ages, but it features still photographs and kind of behind the scenes stories and pictures from the movies. If you followed me, if you're for fans of old school movie monster type stuff, that's what the vein of this magazine is. It's Star Wars Insider 161, and in this one, Boba Fett's on the cover of it. Take aim. Star Wars Battlefront. That's what it is. They're promoting and going behind the scenes on the production and the creation of Star Wars Battlefront, which is awesome, and we hope we get that very soon. I think it comes out in about a month, just before Christmas. Fancy that. So I know what I could get myself for Christmas, and possibly you. However, for the all-ages sect, you're going to want to check out Star Wars Rebels magazine number 1. Just under $4. It's got the same kind of packaging as those really cool Redan magazines like Thomas the Tank Engine and all those other monthly type things that you see in the doctor's office, the dentist's office, and things like that. Big fans of that here. This is just the Star Wars version that is owned by Titan. It's Star Wars Rebels magazine number 1, and it's the Rebels from the series from Disney XD. Good stuff, that is. And it features puzzles, games, activities, comics, competitions, all sorts of stuff. If you have a child who watches the show on Disney XD, it is straight up their alley. It is. Superman Adventures trade paperback. Now, this is pretty fun because there's not really much Superman in the all-ages sect. This one, however, boom, it was. It still is. It's just in trade paperback form. It collects the Superman Adventures issues 1 through 10 that ran on DC. It features art that's a little more rounded, very all-age friendly, from Paul Dini, Rick Burchett, and Bruce Timm from DC. Yay, that's awesome. And in this one, The Man of Steel, it almost reads like the movie. The Man of Steel must convince the citizens of Metropolis that he really is a force for good when Lex Luthor unleashes a terrifying robot lookalike on the city. So that is not too far removed from a possible movie plot. Who knows? One kind of all ages comic book that we like is Teen Titans number 13. I put air quotations in that just because it's not technically an all age comic because it has the T rating from DC, but it's Teen Titans. It's not Teen Titans Go. That's the definite all ages comic book. And this is not the Teen Titans comic book that's molded after the series. This is Teen Titans 13. It's slightly more realistic, just slightly, but it's in no way an adult comic. So it's rated T from DC. Would I let my 8-year-old, hypothetically, if I had an 8-year-old, would I let my 8-year-old read him? Yeah, sure. It's Teen Titans 13. Superboy's fate revealed and the world turns against them. The Teen Titans must decide a new course or go their separate ways. I bet they stay together. But that comes out this week, Teen Titans 13. One of the best all-ages, one of the best new all-ages series to come out, in the past couple months, has got to be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Amazing Adventures 4. Now, this is, it says all-ages as action gets. This is the Turtles. Kids love them. And you, as the parent, don't have to worry about anything in this content. It's all safe. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Amazing Adventures number 4. It's up to Slash to rescue the rest of the minimals, of the mutant animals. Will he be up to it? Yes, he will. It's a great series. It's a 2-part story. This is awesome. Your kids will love it. Another series that your kids will love is Transformers Robots in Disguise Animated number 5. I say animated because there are maybe 3 to 5 Transformers series out there in print. This is the one that is squarely aimed at the all ages audience. It's neat because it's not too low, it's not too babyish, it's got plenty of action, and it's drawn in a slightly more realistic way than Transformers Rescue Bots, if your kids are familiar with that show. So in this one, it's slightly above Rescue Bots, but it's slightly below some of the other Transformers series in their action. It's lots of fun. Transformers Robots in Disguise Animated number 5, just under $4 from IDW. And Uncle Scrooge comes out this week. Awesome. This is the trade paperback volume 2. Uncle Scrooge trade paperback volume 2. Grand Canyon Conquest. You'll never guess what happens from that suffix. That's right. They go the Grand Canyon Conquest, the bigger operator. It's Huey, Dewey, Louie, Donald's in there, and Uncle Scrooge. It's all new stories for you, possibly, if you caught them in the most recent comics. It's not new, or they're collected, depending upon how you wanna skin that. That's Uncle Scrooge trade paperback, volume 2, Grand Canyon Conquest. And what else is new? I think that is about it. Again, you've got until Tuesday night, November 10th at midnight, to register for the Halloween Comic Fest. Just go to HalloweenComicFest.com, put a picture of you or your child holding one of the Halloween comics in costume, upload it, and cross your fingers that you win. Winners are chosen at random, too. So it's not a popularity contest. There is a popularity contest for the most creatives, but most of the prizes are done kind of at random. So you have a great chance to win. It's awesome. And it's free, and they're giving away cash to your local comic book store, which is awesome. That's it for this week. Do you have any comics that we missed or anything you want to talk about? We're open to anything. If that's the case, please give us a tweet at Daddy Mojo or email us trey@daddymojo.net. And recap, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, awesome book, we missed it. What's the comic of the week? We're going to put it in a comic all-age tie between Hero Cats and SpongeBob comics. Two really nice comics that anybody's going to like. Whatever age, whatever gender your child, they're going to dig it. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next week, same time, to talk about comics, all-age comics, and a little pop culture.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.